This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Nadege Green. Robert Battle is the artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. He grew up in Miami, and this week he's back with his company for performances at the Arch Center. Battle was raised in Liberty City by his cousin, Desi Horn. He calls her his mother. Horn is a deeply spiritual woman who helped shape his love for the arts. Battle rarely lets an interview go by without mentioning her impact on him. She's his cheerleader, his inspiration. She's, well, a mom. On a recent afternoon, Battle and Horn sat down with me at the African Heritage Cultural Arts Center in Liberty City and reminisced.
I remember the Afro-Americans. Yes. And when you would all rehearse on the front porch. Uh-huh. And rehearsing different songs and poetry and skits relating to the Black experience. But what struck me was that you seemed to just grow 6 more inches or feet because of taking on these characters and taking on these words.
I did read one article where you were being interviewed, and you were telling the interviewer that you saw me recite, "I am a Black woman," and you said, she seemed to grow taller. I said, the child is insane. But no, I didn't really realize that. You had paid such attention.
That always struck me as something magical. And that never left me in terms of how I feel about theater and about the performing arts. When you took me to get my first pair of ballet slippers.
Yes, yes, yes.
The drive to 125th Street seemed to me the longest drive I've ever been on. But I remember when I first put them on, it was an incredible feeling. I would put them on and be in the back room, you know, trying to practice turns that I had yet to really know what I was doing. But I had the shoes, just like everybody else. That alone made me stand taller, knowing that I had just the equipment.
Do you remember when you used to be twirling around the house and Daddy would tell you, "Well, why don't you sit down somewhere?"
Yep.
And I remember you telling me one time about a guy who was standing on the corner bullying you, and you said to him, "Listen, I'm going to have a career in New York. I'll be there. And when I come back, you'll still be standing on the corner."
One of the kids seemed really serious about beating me up at the end of the school day. And I just slipped the hammer into my bag. And it probably because some of the songs that I remember hearing, one is "If I Had a Hammer."
I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, hammer in the evening, all over this world. Talk about justice, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, something like that.
Well, that inspired me to take my hammer to school, just in case the spirit moved me.
I know how you used to hang out in the tree, and I used to see you sitting up there so often in the tree.
Oh, well, in the tree, I was imagining what I could be. I would always say, the term picturing myself. I would always say that. I never said imagine, actually. Mm-hmm. That word was not very quick to my tongue. I was just picturing myself standing in front of sometimes thousands of people singing or dancing or whatever it was. When I saw Revelations at the Jackie Gleason Performing Arts Center, it all came together. Mm-hmm. All the poetry that I heard you speak and recite, and all of the songs that I was learning in church. It's saying that all in my life, even the parts that are broken, I'm going to let it shine.
This little light of mine. Is this whatever light you have? Yes. Let it shine. And I hope that parents who have talented children will, instead of quashing those seeds, will develop them. Because so many times, little children have inklings and bents, and because of the poverty and other hardships of life, parents say, "That's foolish. Do something that is going to bring in some money." And they kill the kid's spirit. And I just hope that from your story, people will learn that talent comes in all sizes, shapes, colors, and round heads.
That was Alvin Ailey Artistic Director Robert Battle talking with his mom, Desi Horn. Tune in tomorrow for the second part of this series when we'll meet a young man in Liberty City who hopes to follow in Battle's footsteps. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Nadege Green.